With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump is set to deliver a year-end address to the nation tonight.
Previewing tonight's address from the White House, Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said it's going to be a really good speech.
He's going to talk a lot about the accomplishments over the past 11 months, all that he's done to bring our country back to greatness.
She said he'll also discuss his plans for the next 3 years. The president wrote on social media that it's been a great year for our country, and he said the best is yet to come. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The president travels to Dover Air Force Base today to witness the dignified transfer to Iowa National Guard members who were killed in an attack in the Syrian desert. The ceremony honors Sergeant Edgar Brian Torres and Sergeant William Nathaniel Howard, both remembered by the Guard as dedicated heroes. House Speaker Johnson has rebuffed efforts by GOP moderates to extend the health care subsidies in Obamacare, GOP strategist Aaron McGuire.
My best educated guess is that what will happen is these subsidies will collapse and they will not be renewed. What should happen is some level of an off-ramp bridge here where we...
McGuire spoke with the Salem Radio Network. President Trump continues to pressure Venezuela. More from Ben Thomas.
President Trump says he's ordering a blockade of all sanctioned oil tankers into Venezuela. The move comes after U.S. forces last week seized an oil tanker off Venezuela's coast. In a social media post, Trump alleges the government of Nicolas Maduro is using oil to fund drug trafficking and other crimes, saying Venezuela is completely surrounded by the largest armada ever assembled in the history of South America. Trump vowed it will only get bigger until the country gives the U.S. oil, land, and assets he maintains they previously stole from us. Venezuela's government has accused Trump of violating international law, free trade, and the principle of free navigation. Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is SRN News. Why did people choose to quit their religion? Michael Harrington has reported.
The Pew Research Center reports that 35% of Americans eventually leave the faith they were raised in, and the number one reason is that they no longer believe what that faith teaches. Almost half say that. Other reasons for quitting a religion include clergy scandals and bad experiences at church. Pew study also reveals that over half of people who leave the religion they were brought up in do not adopt any other faith. Michael Harrington reporting.
In the days since Texas's new bathroom bill went into effect, some left-wing groups have sought to challenge it. The law bars men from using women's restrooms and other facilities in public buildings. Earlier this month, a group of protesters tested the law at the state capitol. The males were initially allowed to enter female restrooms. After giving speeches, they were barred from entering the bathrooms, and that was, again, by the security. They would not let them inside the room. This is SRN News. Here's Rich Thomason with the midday Wall Street Business Report.
Warner Brothers is telling shareholders to reject a takeover bid from Paramount Skydance, saying that a rival bid from Netflix will be better for customers. It says it strongly believes a merger with Netflix will allow it to reach a broader audience. The proposed $85 billion merger of the Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern Railroads has lost the support of two of their biggest unions. They're worried the deal will increase safety risks, lead to higher shipping rates and consumer prices, and cause significant disruptions. The price of U.S. crude oil briefly surged more than 2% after President Trump ordered a blockade of all sanctioned oil tankers into and out of Venezuela. The president says the oil revenue finances drug trafficking and other crimes. I'm Rich Thomason.
More of these stories at SRNnews.com.